Christians get a reprieve from harassment in an area of Pakistan. A ministry in Thailand gets ready to launch a new project in the north. And children in Vietnam are coming to Christ in study centers. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan tops our news today. A Pakistani Muslim in the Punjabi town of Sangla Hill dropped formal charges against a Christian he accused of desecrating the Quran. The accusation led to a wild rampage in the town. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra.
About 2,000 Muslim extremists attacked Christian houses and churches and missionary school there, and some of those were burned down. So an agreement has been reached to drop charges against him.
That agreement promises to end ongoing harassment against Sangla Hills Christians. Dykstra says it's unlikely that Christians will see a lot of cooperation, though.
In Pakistan, the government has yet to fulfill promises to cover the full cost of repairing the four churches and the mission-run school, the homes that were destroyed. This is often the case in countries like Pakistan, where the government promises freedoms, but they hardly ever come through.
Pray for the believers in the region that their faith and testimony remain strong. Next, ignorance and misinformation are major factors in the spread of AIDS in Africa. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says they're combating the pandemic with God's Word. They're planning to distribute more than 10 million books of hope to kids in 12 African nations this year.
The key for us at Book of Hope is concentrating on the next generation and not just working alongside the local churches that we work with to bring them hope for today in the midst of their pain and agony, but really to put the right information into their hands to stop this horrible pandemic from spreading and continuing.
The doors are open, and Hoskins says the youth are hungry to change.
There has to be a heart change for people to begin living a life of abstinence or fidelity within marriage. And that comes through a lifestyle change, and that's what the gospel is all about. So by us going into the public school systems around Africa, we do abstinence-based programs, but we also deliver the Word of God.
$3 provide three kids with the Book of Hope. You're listening to Mission Network News. AMG International is ready to launch a new project in the Nan province in northern Thailand. The government recently granted permission to expand Grace Kindergarten's program to a full primary school through the sixth grade. Construction is well underway for a new school building, which will be finished by May. AMG's Pat Reagan says they're looking for two longer-term teachers to work at the school.
The English teachers that we need would help us train Thai teachers in actually teaching English to the kindergarten and elementary school students. And they would also conduct English classes themselves. So in this way, they're able to be a witness and to share the gospel with the children there.
Reagan says that the ministry potential is especially potent.
It's a unique opportunity to be involved in Asia, which, of course, is in the 1040 window. And northern Thailand, there near Laos, is a very strategic place to be working and ministering the gospel. And our coworkers there are very excited that we're helping promote this need, and they're looking forward to God meeting this need.
Meanwhile, the ION Network Evangelism team in Vietnam is looking forward to more growth this year. Last year, they set up a study encouragement center for poor children, both believers and non-believers, who love to study. Through it, some of the children have become believers, while their families have also had opportunities to learn more about Him. Pray for the team's work, though. The government's policy is to control all religious movements and put pressure on Christians. And an American evangelist is kicking off his first international outreach for 2006 in Africa. Sammy Tippett is in Kenya, in an area of the country where there are thousands of refugees from Somalia. He says almost all of them are from a Muslim background. Tippett was invited to the region because one of their leaders came to know Christ by listening to one of Tippett's broadcasts. Pray that many Somalis will respond to the gospel and pastors will receive the training they need to be more effective in evangelism. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.